Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 1 Year No Fear podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Blundell. And if you haven't already done so, why haven't you done so? Hit that subscribe button so that every time I create another special episode for you, you're going to be the first to know about it. So today we're going to dive into how to bust your fears of not being enough by being more relevant. Now, this is quite a big topic, so we're going to focus more in how to be more relevant online. I think that's going to be your fastest way to create online relevancy and to create relevancy around your brand through the powers of so many different free online technologies that I'm going to dive into today. So that, just in case you haven't heard of some of these things that I use for my own business, or if you have used them before and you totally forgot that they're there, today I want to remind you that building a brand is about being relevant, and being the chosen brand, the brand leader, is being about the most, being the most relevant person in your industry, the most relevant leader. But also, what being relevant means is to be out there amongst your customers, is to be listening and responding to what they're saying or what they're sharing on social media, for example, is listening and responding to them, calling up your existing clients. Hey, how you doing? Tell me what's happened since we last saw each other. Getting that catch up, finding out what is it that they need. It's about being relevant and meeting them where they're at right now. It's no good you creating something that they're going to need in future, or something that they needed months ago and now they've already found a solution. You need to make sure that you are the most relevant, credible leader in your industry if you want your clients to be choosing you as opposed to going somewhere else. Now, there's lots of fears that can come up on this business growth journey. We have a program called 1 Year No Fear, which is a brand visibility program that we put our clients through. And even if they don't feel fear, I guarantee some of the things they'll need to do will create some fear at some point as they go through that journey, which is why we called it 1 Year No Fear. And one of the biggest fears that come up is about the fear of not being enough. And my solution to that, that I want to share with you today, is actually, how could you not be enough if all you're doing is focusing on providing and serving and supporting those people that you know have a problem that you can fix or you can solve or that you have a solution for? So I really want to dive into that in today's episode so that you understand how you can be making sure that you're relevant, how you can totally obliterate your fears of not being enough, and how you can go out there and confidently and fearlessly build your brand today. And by the way, if you want any more training or support, or if you need ideas helping you grow your business, if you want to build your brand, if you want to build a global movement, whatever it is that you are doing, head on over to my brand advice center at onedropmovement.com, and you'll find tons of articles and resources that I add each and every day to that online resource so that you can make your growth of your business as easy as possible. So now let's focus on targeting the dream customers that you want to work with by being the most relevant thought leader in your industry. This can happen often, and I hear this a lot from my members, that they're not sure what to write when it comes to writing blog posts or creating social media updates. And if you are also thinking, yeah, do you know what, I struggle with that a bit as well, then this show today will hopefully help you with that, because I'm going to give you some tools that will help you to have content ideas. And by having content ideas, that's going to make you more productive in how you start answering questions for your tribe, how you start showing up in your communities. But also, if you are writing blogs or creating podcasts or putting social media posts out anywhere, it will help to make it so much easier for you. Now, I know that there are so many online marketing experts that are out there that are offering their services that will talk to you about SEO. And if you go to our Brand Advice Center, you'll find loads of stuff about SEO and search engine optimization. But what I want to do for you today is to help you be your own SEO expert, is to make sure that you're building a brand that not only attracts and speaks to and supports, advises and communicates and engages your dream customers, but also engages Google as well. Because if you're going to be sharing anything publicly, you might as well be sharing it in a way that Google is picking it up, so that Google becomes your friend and it starts to show you and your content, and it starts to rise your brand above everybody else's when people are going and searching onto Google for what you provide. So I always recommend that you use your expertise, your experience, your story, your history, like all the things, all the pain you've gone through, all the traumas, the triggers, everything that you've been through. That is going to give you a whole wealth of content that you can share out and create engagement with your audience, and indeed audiences that you don't have yet that you want to become your subscribers and part of your tribe. But to pick the things that are relevant and of interest to your audience, what we've got to do is look at, where is the match? Where does your story meet them at their point of their journey right now? Or which part of your story, which part of your content, which part of your journey do you need to share to meet your dream clients where they're at right now, and then take them on that journey with you? Because if you're sharing lots of stuff, but it's not meeting them where they're at, it's not landing at the right time in the right way, maybe the communication method isn't landing with them in the right way. And you might be sitting there thinking, but I've got nobody liking or sharing or commenting on my posts or my blogs or my podcasts or my videos. I've got nobody doing that. It might just be because you're not relevant enough to them at the stage that they're at. So you can create a load of content, a load of amazing, great, brilliant content, but if it's not meeting them where they're at, then you will struggle with creating that relevancy of your brand. So that's the first thing for you to consider. Now, to build a brand with relevant content, the first thing I recommend you do is go and do some keyword research. Again, you'll find loads of stuff about keyword research and search engine optimization and SEO. You'll find all of that on the onedropmovement.com website. In fact, if you really want to dive into keyword research in a bigger way, and you want to learn about some different tools than the ones I'm sharing with you today that will make it really easy for you to create content, you can head on over to onedropmovement.com/programs, onedropmovement.com/programs, scroll down to the online courses area, and you'll find an online course which is all about how to create a badass blog, like create an article online resource type center like the one I've created with my brand advice center, and have Google constantly supporting you by raising your content and getting you in front of your dream customers whenever they type a search word that's near enough relevant to what it is that you show up for. So there's a whole sprint. I call them sprints because we sprint through. It was a 4-day sprint, and every single day we dived into something that would help you to create even more opportunity for you to get ranked by Google. So I highly recommend that you go across and take a look at that that sprint, that online course. I delivered it over 4 days, but of course, if you wanted to, all the recordings are there. If you buy the online course version of it, the tools, the resources, the templates, everything that we gave to our clients who attended that session live, you'll get access to all of that, and you get lifetime access to it as well. So you can use it again and again and again. So hop on over to onedropmovement.com/programs. That's where you'll find it. Scroll down and you'll find it in the online resources area. It's all about creating a really powerful blog that connects with both your audience and with Google. So let's assume you've done your keyword research. Let's assume you've already done something like that, or you've gone through the blog strategy. Now, what will really help you is if you take the time to determine what search terms you think people are going to use to search for businesses like yours. So imagine that they go to Google or Yahoo, or they go to any of the search engines, and they're sitting there typing something in to find you. What do you think it is that they are going to type? Now, you can do a little bit of your own kind of minor keyword research now by using a tool such as it's called Google Keyword Search Tool. So if you go onto Google, type in Google Keyword Search Tool, and you'll find that it gives you an opportunity to type in keywords that you think people might be using to find your products, your services, or advice, like the advice you give. And you'll be able to type that in and you'll be able to find out how many people are actually searching for that in the last 30 days or on a monthly basis. Now, this tool is brilliant because what it'll do is help you to build your brand by displaying information about how people, both locally and globally, are using the keywords that you select. So not only will it give you a response to the keywords that you think they're searching for, but it'll also give you other suggestions as well. And often this can end up being a really good tool for finding keywords that will work better than the ones you're even thinking that they're going to use. Now, what's really interesting about when you start using the Google Keyword Search Tool is that you might think that people are searching for a certain word or phrase, but you don't find anything for that, right? Well, imagine the amount of time, money, and energy you just saved yourself because you assumed that what they're looking for is this thing over here. And actually, what they're looking for is the thing, but that's not the term they're using to describe it. And so they're going elsewhere and somebody else is showing up because they're using the relevant keywords. So I really encourage you to use this tool, have a play with it, see what comes up, and be open and willing and responsive to other things showing up that you might not have used as a term, but other people are using, your dream customers. Obviously, we're looking at your dream customers, not just anyone and everyone that's searching for the terms that you want to show up for, but we want to be relevant to those people that are actually going to get their credit card out and pay you. An example of this, before we move on to the next tool, is where I used to use the term branding when I first set up my branding agency back in 2002. And people would say, what do you do? And I say, oh, branding. And they'd just like glaze over. Or if they'd had a bad experience with a branding company, they'd automatically then stereotype me and I'd be in that box and the conversation would pretty much end. And so it wasn't until about 3 years after I started building my agency and was working really hard to build the agency up, and actually it was my reputation then that grew and built the agency for me. But in the beginning stages, it would have been so much easier if I'd have known that this tool existed, because about 3 years into growing the business, we brought an SEO expert in. Actually, it's the same SEO expert that I've brought in to deliver the blogging sprint, the online course that I recommended to you earlier. Lyndon Ogden we went into business together. We did some brilliant things together. We still work together and he does all the SEO stuff for my clients now. So when we brought him in, he did the keyword research for us on our company and recognized that actually people weren't typing in branding who wanted branding. So people that were typing in the word branding tended to be students or people that were looking for information. They weren't looking for a branding expert. They weren't looking for somebody to do the work for them. So there I was building everything around the term branding when people were just wasting my time. That was a waste of my time on the internet. And what we found was that people that are looking to buy, people that have got their credit cards out and they actually want the service, they were typing in brand design. So that made a huge difference. As soon as I started building my content and my videos and all of my business stuff and services, my products and services, naming my products and services, as soon as we started using the word brand design or the term brand design instead of the term branding, it made a significant difference. We started to get found by lots of people who were our juicy dream customers. They were finding us online, reaching out to us, and it was just phenomenal the results we got from that. Of course, we then used it in our terminology as well. If somebody said, what do you do? We're brand design experts. Oh, I'm looking for a brand designer. So it made a huge difference to the conversation we were having as well. So I highly recommend that you go to Google, type in Google keyword search tool, and see what comes up when you type in what you think people are searching for. Now, another way that you can find out what your dream customers are searching for is to use something like Answer the Public. So, and again, there's an alternative tool that we share on the blogging sprint, the blogging online training. So you can find out all about that there. Here, I'm going to focus on Answer the Public. This tool is absolutely brilliant. So you could literally just go to Google, type in Answer the Public, or go to www.answerthepublic.com. And it's brilliant because it tunes into all the data from all the search engines like Google, and then quickly outputs every useful phrase or question that people are asking around that keyword. Now, this is really useful to know, because having this kind of information at your fingertips for free, yes, free, you get up to, I think, 3 free searches every day. What this enables you to do is to create highly relevant content that is in demand, that strikes a chord with your dream customers, because it's what they're searching for right now. It's highly relevant. And at the same time as engaging your dream clients and talking around topics and creating content like I'm creating for you right now, what it'll do is also drive more traffic, more downloads, more views, more shares to your content, because you're creating highly relevant content that people are actually searching for. So once you've done all of that, let's imagine you've gone to Google, you've found the keywords you think that your dream clients are going to be looking for. They've got lots of searches on certain searches, and you think, yeah, that's the kind of search someone's going to make if they want to buy a service like mine. Not look for a service like mine, but buy into a service like mine. Once you've got that keyword or those keywords or phrases, you then go to Answer the Public, type them in, and see what is actually showing up for them. Now, once you're confident that you've got a solid collection of keywords and you've been to Answer the Public, you've got some ideas about the kind of content that you could create, now what you can do is go to Google Alerts, which is a brilliant tool that will alert you every single time somebody else in the universe that posts anything online talks about anything related to that. So go to Google, type in Google Alerts, create a free account. You don't need to do anything other than the alerts piece. There's so much more you can use it for, but just for now, go to Google Alerts, sign up for the alerts only. And what you can do is learn what's going on in the world for those keywords. Now, you can choose the frequency, so you don't have to get bombarded. So you can choose if you want, you know, daily or weekly or monthly, I think. And, you know, I get mine daily. I love to learn what's going on in the world around my keywords. And I also put my own name in there as well. I really highly suggest you do that, or your business name, because then you'll receive a Google alert every time anybody puts a blog out about you or they post about you. And you're going to find out about that pretty quickly. An example of that just very quickly was I went out on a track day with a friend of mine, Simon Colson. He did a track day for a whole bunch of us when we were going through his program. And so I got to drive a Ferrari, and I invested in getting the camera, the film of me driving the Ferrari, because I thought, you know what, this is maybe going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity and a lifetime experience. So I paid to have the film made of me in the car driving the car. Well, after that day, I wrote a blog and I created a video around my experience, and I posted it, didn't think anything else of it, and was surprised to receive a Google alert. I think it was within a week. It was definitely within a week. A Google alert for an online car magazine that had picked up my blog about this Ferrari track day with my video, because I had it on YouTube, and then I pulled it from YouTube. I streamed it from YouTube into my blog article. So they picked it up and then they featured it in their online car magazine, which was nothing to do with branding, obviously, but it was a little bit of a thrill for me. Like, wow, it just demonstrates the power of Google Alerts. It demonstrates the power of what could be showing up online without you even knowing about it. If I hadn't signed up for Google Alerts, I would never have known that my blog got featured in that magazine. So go to Google, type in Google Alerts, sign up for it. And once you've got your keywords and you know what kind of phrases and things people are using, because you've already done that research, you can type those keywords in as well as your name or your business name. And you can start receiving Google Alerts about anything in the world that's mentioned around those. So choose your frequency and you'll get updates in your inbox whenever something new is posted using those keywords. And what's powerful about this is that you can be at the leading edge of sharing news in your industry because other people that are following you aren't necessarily following the people that are sharing that news in the first place. So, say for example, there's a new development in your industry or a new product, new competition, bubbling controversy that's happening around something that's, you know, a big focus right now, you know, trending, a conversation that's trending on social media. It could be questions. It could be people that are sharing expertise and advice in your industry, and you get an alert about it. You go and watch it and you think, what a crock of shit. That is the worst way that anybody could possibly do that particular thing in their business. I had this happen to me. I received a Google alert for somebody who was talking about Fiverr.com, like using the resource Fiverr.com to create your branding. And they were talking about how great it was and blah, blah, blah. And they paid like $5 for their branding. And I went and looked at their branding. It was the shockingest. I don't even know how to. Look, my mouth has stopped moving. My mouth has stopped working. It was shockingly shit. And this person was so excited about what they'd got because it was so cheap and they'd got it created so cheaply. And I looked at it and I thought, holy fuckadoodles, that is not going to attract your ideal clients. It's positioning you as cheap. You're always going to be having conversations around price because of the way that's designed. I mean, it was just awful. And so that prompted me not to go on and do a video about this post and this person's shit. It prompted me to go online and share why not to use it for that and what to use it for, so that I was giving not just an answer to the problem, but also giving a solution for, look, Fiverr is not where you want to go to get your branding created, but it is where you want to go once you've got your branding created, and you can use it for all of these things, right? So, you know, it's fabulous for so many things. Anyway, I digress. The point I'm making is that you can get content triggers and you can be triggered by some of the content, but never ever brandalize another brand. That's awful. Do not do that. That will just make you look bad, not them. And focus more on really demonstrating your advice and your expertise by saying, hey, look, I saw this earlier and here's what I think. What do you think? It might be that you watch something or something prompts up. I had one of my clients, Jackie Brennan, she's really building her brand in the construction industry, making huge waves of change with her workplace well-being products and programs. And she's really going out there doing some great things. She attended a webinar that is all around what she's focused on doing in her industry. And by the end of the webinar, she thought, you know what, there's some good things in there, but it's not enough. That's not enough. And so on one of our afternoon mastermind sessions that I run every day with my members, Jackie told us about this. And I said, right, here's what to do. And so she went and created her own content and said, look, I watched this great thing. And it's brilliant that, you know, people are wanting to do more in the industry and this is happening. But here's what I also suggest. Here's how we can go a step further. And she put that post out and it was received really, really well. So it's an example of looking at things that are already out there, that already exist. If you're sitting there wondering, well, what can I create or what can I share? What can I do to serve my audience? Maybe there's already somebody out there that's trying to do it and they're doing it really badly. And you can look at what they're doing and then be the best example of what they're doing very badly. So it won't be long before you find yourself choosing between topics rather than trying to find topics, you know, if you're thinking about what to create. But this is also a really good way to learn about what people are saying about you and your business. So if you do put your name in there or your company name, you'll soon start to gather if your business is making waves on Google, if you're being shared, like even your own posts will notify you. So you'll know when your own articles are being picked up by Google because you'll receive a little alert to your inbox that lets you know. Now, like I said, I choose every day because I want to be at the forefront of my industry. I want to be alerted by what's happening in the world. I want to know what's going on in my specialist subject, but you may wish to receive them once a week or once a month, for example. I just create a folder in my inbox that all of my Google alerts go into. So it's like an automatic thing that happens, and therefore it's not then crowded. I don't have a whole inbox full of Google alerts. It's all in a folder, and when I'm thinking, what content can I create? I always go there, or if I want to know what's going on in my industry or what's been said about me, I know exactly where to go. Now, an alternative to that is social oomph. So you've got Google Alerts, which is going to pick up everything on Google. Social oomph is going to pick up everything that's happening on Twitter. So this can be a really good, valuable tool for the same reasons we talked about Google Alerts. It works much like Google Alerts, except for it uses Twitter rather than Google. But you see, there's a lot, that's an understatement, like millions of people that are sharing content constantly. And most people that are on Twitter, they're sharing content maybe 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. And a lot of it is news. So if there's something that's being shared on Twitter and there's some expert that's talking about your topic, wouldn't it be good for you to know about it before your audience finds out about it? You could hear it or see it and then be the first to share it with your own audience. So you can go to Social Oomph. Again, Social Oomph is like a social media tool. You don't need to pay for it. Do not sign up to it to pay for it. Only sign up for the alerts tool. And that way, you'll get your Twitter alerts and you'll get your Google alerts. And again, like I said, you can set up a rule in your inbox so that it all just scoops into a folder that you call it whatever you like, alerts or something, and they'll all go in there. Now, once you've got your keywords done, you know what people are searching for, you've started to receive alerts around content, so you've got some content triggers, but then you're thinking to yourself, okay, so I kind of know roughly what I want to say, but maybe like I could just do with some tips or some, you know, some substance to the content so that I'm not sharing exactly the same thing as them, but I am talking around that topic. Well, a great resource that will help you to do that, and you've probably experienced either being on the receiving end or you might have looked at another tool in the AI landscape. This one is called copy.ai. Oh my gosh, right? When this first came out, it blew my mind. What this incredible AI technology enables you to do is experience the full power of an artificial intelligence content generator that will deliver premium results to you in seconds. It's literally in seconds. This amazing content generator has been a lifesaver for hundreds of my members, because when they get paralyzed of like, oh fuck, what do I put out there? Or they're starting with an empty page. You're just sitting there staring at an empty page. If you're under pressure to create content or to write content, go and have a play with copy.ai, because it will just give you, again, some ideas or some triggers, or it might actually give you something that you can just use outright. My advice would be with copy.ai is it could be very addictive, and you can do lots and lots of searches. Make sure for every search you do, you copy all of those searches and paste them into a notes file or a Word doc or wherever you want to save them. And so you don't lose them, because you only get a certain amount of searches every month. I think it's about 20 searches every month. So you don't want to lose what you've already searched for and the results you've got. But I would advise that you give yourself a maximum time limit of 15 minutes. Just do as much as you can, as many searches as you can in those 15 minutes, because otherwise you could quite easily have like an hour or even 2 or 3 hours go by. I've had members that have done that. So you can get a certain amount of searches every month for free. There is a cost to using the technology if you want to use unlimited searches, but like Answer the Public, you get a few searches for free every day, or you get a certain amount of searches per month. Now, we've got to that point. Now we're talking about creating the actual content itself. So let's not forget about the power of video, which is also free. So you can use your mobile device, you can use your phone, you can use your laptop, a video camera, whatever you want to use. Video is so incredibly powerful. And now I'm talking to you on a podcast, which is also powerful. And I definitely would advise when you've got the time is to do a podcast as well as video. But video is by far the most powerful strategy you can use to get visible and get found, so that all of the things that you've searched for and the content ideas you've now got, you can turn them into video content, get them up into YouTube, and then because Google owns YouTube, Google will be featuring your videos because you've made your videos all highly keyword relevant. So you've made them relevant for the search engines and you've made it relevant for the people that are searching for you, because you've called the title of your video exactly the same title that people are searching for online to find you. So this is a really good way of you getting found very, very quickly. That the power of video, I'm sure I don't need to tell you about the power of video. You've probably watched videos. If you want to learn something, I know for me, if I'm stuck on something or if I don't know how to do something, first thing I'll do is go to YouTube. And I use YouTube like a search engine. I'll find exactly what I'm looking for. I get the training, bam, off I go. If I like that person's training and I'm doing a lot of stuff in that sort of area, then I'll keep going back to that person. Then whenever I've got a question that's about that, I'll go back to them because I trust them, because they created a video that was highly relevant, that met my needs exactly where I am, and they gave me the solution to something. I now feel really good about my training. I feel really good about the company. I feel good about their brand. I feel good about trusting them. I'm going to keep going back to them. It's the same for creating a web of content with your videos. I talk about this in the mastermind quite a lot. Creating a web of content on YouTube is just so, so powerful. And in fact, if you are wanting to use video to massively and exponentially get your visibility out there and be fearless in being visible, I highly, highly, highly suggest that if you were not able to make it to the live Ripple Fest session that we did all around this with my beautiful friend and mentor, who's absolutely phenomenal in YouTube videos, and his name's David Walsh. And what I love about him is that he started creating videos 22 years ago after a 14-year international career in Olympic Taekwondo. He went on to create TKD DVD as a brand, which then quickly became the biggest Taekwondo competition DVD production company in the world. That's when he discovered the magic of story and video, and he started to create sales videos that then made a lot of money for his clients. He's done the same for himself. So if you didn't get a chance to join us for that session at Ripple Fest, again, go to onedropmovement.com/programs, or just go to onedropmovement.com, find the programs tab, click on that, scroll down, and you will find the online training on how to build your brand, a significant brand on YouTube. So just look for YouTube in the online courses and you'll find it. It's with David Walsh. Now, the power of video is so fantastic. We're going to do some more episodes on that another time. But I really advise that if you have missed any of the Ripple Fest sessions that we've done before, get yourself across to the onedropmovement.com/programs page, sign yourself up for the next Ripple Fest, because every single Ripple Fest I'm bringing in amazing experts, trainers, coaches, people that I've done incredible things with around the world as we've built our brands together, we've spoken on massive stages together. And Ripple Fest is about creating 90-minute laser-focused sessions where we deep dive on different topics around being fearlessly visible. So the session that I just mentioned there with David, that was on YouTube, being fearlessly visible through video. So make sure you don't ever miss another Ripple Fest. If you can be there, make sure you are there. Now, I can go on and on about all the amazing technology that I use on a daily and weekly basis that I use to run my businesses. I'm going to have to save them for another show because there's so many of them. But hopefully today's brand advice has been helpful to you in at least reminding you that all of these amazing free technologies that you've got access to at the tip of your fingers, it's all there. It's all there. So if you didn't know about them, now you do. If you did know about them and you've forgotten about them, I'm just reminding you that they are there. Now, I'm hoping that these tips I've given you will not only help to remind you about what's possible, but will also help you to decide what to write, how to build your brand by giving you some of the tools you need to stay current and relative to the audience that you're attracting, but also how you can go through and rewrite some of the material that you've already created. And for those of you that already know me, you'll know I'm a massive fan of repurposing content. So I highly recommend that whatever you create, you then turn that into lots of different other ways that you can get your inspiration out there, stay relevant, stay fresh, and give your tribe something that they look forward to consuming, reading, or listening to, or watching, depending on how you're going to share it. So, guys and girls, I hope that today you feel like I've shown up for you in a way that helps you to go out there and reach more lives. Please take a moment right now to think about who else you know that wants to make a bigger impact in the world and share this episode with them. Make it your mission to leave a positive and fearless footprint on the planet today and every other day. Be that ripple you wish to see in the world, and I'll see you on the next show.